bit quicker than your typical meeting. We can get you approved in 24 and funded in 48 hours, so we're letting you take advantage of it.
Small engine house.
Hey, how you doing? Is Dave available?
Speaking.
Hey Dave, my name is Steve. I'm actually calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Hey, good. Hey, I know you're busy. I'm not really trying to take up much of your time here, Dave. The whole reason I'm calling is really just to follow up with you on something. I had sent out an offer to your business about 2.5 weeks ago, just seeing if you had seen that come across your desk. It was actually just in reference to some strong borrowing history that you have with GE a couple years back. Does that ring a bell at all to you?
Not really, no.
That's all right, no worries. It was just an offer that I sent out. It was just I'm really just following up here. It's an offer for some capital or equipment. I'm just seeing if you guys have any needs now or sometime in the future, or if there's any time of the year that you guys look to do that kind of thing. I think you guys are actually pre-approved for like about $100,000. So just seeing if following up, seeing if you guys could use that in any way, and I'd be more than happy to help you out.
What's the rate on it?
That is all depending on what you're looking to do. I mean, we have a couple different programs. Are you looking to do like a capital loan or equipment?
Guess I'm not sure. What do you mean by capital? Like building?
Well, have you ever taken out a working capital loan before? I can kind of go over a little bit with you.
I've got loans with my bank for everything.
Okay. Is that like a line of credit or just like a loan? Okay. So working capital loan, it's similar to a line of credit. The difference is that it is based off of your gross annual sales more so than it is off your credit. It's also unsecured cash, so there's no collateral. And so that being said, with our capital loans, it's a little bit more risky. It's going to be shorter term. But it might be just a little bit more expensive. And the only reason that is because that it is a unsecured cash loan.
Right.
Now with our equipment, that's a little bit different. That's going to be more off of your credit scores and things like that. And
what do you mean by equipment? Stuff to sell?
No, or like stuff to bring on.
Everybody uses different terminology, and that's what really gets me screwed up.
Yeah, I gotcha. Equipment financing, just think of that as like your normal traditional loan. So like, let's say if you went out and bought a car, it's pretty much the same thing. It's set up on 2 to 5 year terms. The rates on that is going to be a little bit different in about the mid single digits. I can't give you a single digit just because that's just not how it works. I don't know anything about the business. I need to see like the health of the business, a bunch of different factors that go off into that. But for the most part, the rates would be a little bit lower in the equipment financing area than it would be so in the working capital, just because capital is unsecured cash, equipment is your longer terms. So that's where it comes back to is what you're looking to do.
Okay. Honestly, I'm good to go right now.
Yeah? Okay. What was your interest in, did you have anything interest like coming up?
Not specifically, no.
Okay.
Just always looking a little ways towards the future is all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Do you ever take advantage of the 179 section on the tax form?
That would be a question for my accountant.
Okay. Well, let me just give you a little information. It's always nice to know these things, even when you're a business owner. I deal with a lot of them. The 179 is, let's say that you owe $100,000 at the end of the tax year, and that's how much you owe to pay. Now, if you buy a piece of equipment, like let's say for $50,000, you can write that off. Now you only owe $50,000 instead of $100,000. So, if you buy a $100,000 piece of equipment, you don't owe any taxes. So that's the nice thing about the 179, especially
sure.
with business
yep,
owners.
Yep,
and
I've
that's,
done that. Yep.
Yeah, so that's a really good thing. And I know that we're coming up at the fourth quarter. I don't know when your fiscal year ends or anything like that, but you know, it's typical of the time of when business owners start looking to do maybe that kind of that tax write-off type of thing.
Sure.
Such
yeah,
also.
I'm first of the month, I believe. The wife's supposed to get together with the accountant and go over that so we can figure out what needs to be done to avoid the taxes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, that's coming up on us here pretty soon.
Okay. All right, well, I know you don't...
At this point, I guess I'm not real interested.
Okay, well, how about this, Dave? Would it be okay if I could just send you one email with some information that way you can show it to your accountant and all that stuff?
Sure.
And, you know, just have some contact stuff. Yeah, what's a good email for you, Dave?
Listen close. D-A-V-P, as in Paul, A-D-A-M-F, at AOL.com. So that's basically Dave P. Adams with no E in it.
Dave P. Adams.
No E.
Okay. So it's just D-A-V. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, I'll send that information, and then just take a look at it. Go over with your accountant. Are you planning on doing that, looking that stuff over before the 1st, or?
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. We're here, I think, next month. The 1st of next month, we're supposed to get together with him and see what we need to do.
Okay. Would it be cool if I just follow up with you, a couple days after the 1st?
Yeah.
All right. Cool, Dave. Well, I do appreciate your time.
You bet.
Yeah, have a good week.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.